And here's another episode of the Open Science Barcamp 2019. I have two ladies with me, and we had a nice discussion with a packed room, actually, about intellectual property rights of open science. And I think there were a lot of interesting aspects that we covered. But before we dive into those, maybe you can quickly introduce yourselves.
Yeah, my name is Elisabeth Eppinger, and I work as a professor at the University of Applied Science for Technology and Economics in Berlin. And I'm leading a large research project on intellectual property rights for sustainability. So what are the barriers, but what are also the positive factors, and how should we use intellectual property rights to boost sustainability? And open science is quite well connected to this work.
My name is Vila Prifti. I work with Elisabeth on this project at the University of Applied Science and Economics in Berlin, and I have a background in law, and I contribute with my legal knowledge to the project.
So in this session, we touched a very, in my opinion, a very important topic, and this is the legal aspects of all that. And from my own experience, I mentioned this year, I think this is actually crucial, and we have a lot of issues here. Maybe we can quickly go through some items that we covered here, or maybe what are your main takeaways that you could gain from that session? What would you think are the things you would like to share with others when they ask you what was the outcome of that session?
I would say that it captured very well what I learned also from discussions with scientists, researchers earlier, that there is a big question mark that like the people who are teaching them or promoting open science, that they always promote open publishing, open access publishing. But on the other hand, there is the Technology Transfer Office that says you first have to check if it's commercialable. And there are some guidelines, institutional guidelines, but on the other hand, like leaders of research teams, they say, well, just go for open publishing. So there are rules, but there's also a practice, there's a big gap and a lot of question marks how to go about that.
Anything to add?
Yes, we need more legal certainty. And the problem is how to make things more certain from a legal perspective, because there are many interests involved. And one thing that I did not expect an answer when many of the participants said that patents simply block innovation. They neither incentivize it or they're not an interesting tool to make money. So for most of the scientists, patents are just a hurdle, something hassle, something they don't want to have.
Yeah, this is also, I can from my own perspective share that this is really something I would not maybe use, and I already more see the problems with this than the usage of this. Maybe should we shed some light on this a little bit? So what are the problems there?
Well, one of the big question is, I think the uncertainty what to do, because researchers, they want to publish their results, they want to share it with others, and they don't want to wait for months to see if it's actually patentable or not. And on the other side, funding agencies, they don't really know what rules they should put into their funding schemes in terms of intellectual property rights. Most of them now promote open access publishing and also to share the data in open data repositories, with the logic behind it that tax money or other funding sources should be beneficial to a larger society, so others can use it, build on it, don't have to do research again and again. But when it comes to patentable innovations, it's still a big question mark what to do. Mm-hmm.
If I may add something, if we want to look at to find a solution, and the one who finds usually a solution is a legislator with the laws, and instead of looking at different interests and all the conflicts we have in this area, we should look at the final aim, so the objective, and how can we make it more sustainable in the long run? How can we have more innovations and with less resources, because it's also a lot of time and money if we have patents and if we discuss on what kind of license we should have. So when looking for a solution and what to pay patent and what to leave free, like to the public domain, we should look at the final aim and not so much at different interests. Mm-hmm.
So what can we, or what are your plans, or what can we do with this now?
Well, my plan is, or what I would like to propose also to other researchers, please don't just ignore this issue, but talk to your organizations. We had one beautiful example here in the room of a research institute where they came up with an institutional guideline on how to deal with open science so that it is not a conflict with the technology transfer office. So this is actually my suggestion to all scientists, researchers in the world. Talk openly, discuss with your directors, with your institutes, how you want to go about that, and to remove the obstacles that you say so that you can do your research.
Mm-hmm. So there's still basically the question of awareness. So I completely agree. I mean, I'm also practicing this, right? I shouldn't say this here, maybe public, but yes, I just share my code on GitHub and never talk to my tech transfer office or something like this before. And I'm pretty sure I'm not alone with that. And this is kind of maybe also an issue for them because they are not aware of this. And in principle, this has to be pushed very high in the ladder in order to make changes on such an institutional level or maybe even on a governmental level, right?
I agree completely with what Elizabeth said. So there is need for more awareness and transparency, which can be reached by talking. And that's it, talking and explaining. But
unfortunately, I guess this will all take a moment, right? do you have any missed and anything else that you would like to cover, or any big outcomes that are from that session now in the room?
From that session, now I came into the session with an open mind and wanted to get some impressions from basically different disciplines and also various regions. I'm still missing, I think it was a very European-centric discussion. So what we will do over the next years is also do some more research in other parts of this world to see what the obstacles, but also what the perception is there.
Can people contact you also for that?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Please share your experience with us. And you will find our research project on the website IP. Yeah, you put it, it's on the notes also, but it's ipforsustainability.org.
Okay, great. We'll also link it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Anything to add?
Well, we're looking forward to the results of the project so that we see how we can contribute to change all these difficulties that researchers have.
Okay. So thank you for your time and for talking with me about this very interesting session. Also, I took a lot out of that. So I guess we have to, well, now it's lunchtime, so we can talk to a lot of more people now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Conrad.
Thank you. You're welcome.